Welcome back to another week of the A&B Podcast. It's your boy Young Tamarack, and I'm lit like a campfire. I'm here with some good people because my people is never not good. Let them know what it is there.
Yo, what up, Shman Stare, aka the finesse fella, aka Papa Stare, aka that nigga straight over there by the stairs. Yeah, that's him. What's good?
Yeah, man, we back, man. It's been a 2-week hiatus that we took off from the podcast. We're definitely going to get into a little bit about, you know, why we've been away and what we've been up to while we've been away. So, I mean, hopefully you tune in and you're ready to hear a really interesting and a close to the vest episode, man.
And we back.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, we don't have a guest this week, but of course, you may hear some police sirens in the background, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how, because I'll be in the streets, basically, is what I'm trying to get at. You know what I mean?
We out here.
That's where I'm at. You feel me?
But I'm not going to lie. I'm glad to be back. This break was much needed, though. I'm going to say that straight up. It was much needed on my end. I hit Bryce straight up. I was like, yo, Bryce, I'm not even going to lie to you. I got to get my life together.
What's crazy is I was surprised that Alistair was like, yo, he wanted to take a break from the podcast. Yeah. I was like, whoa, like.
Yeah.
That's I also want to take a break from the podcast. Yeah. I mean, you know me, I'm not the type to, you know, to really like dig and pry. But like, you know, as soon as you said it, like for me, it was like, okay, that's like, it was really interesting. Cause I was just like, I'm really surprised. Alistair's like he's the reason. And I have no problem in it. Alistair's the reason the podcast exists. I mean, to be 100% honest. So for you to say, I need a 2-week period. If it was a 1-week thing, I would have been like, okay, like,
nah, cool.
But like, yeah. 2 weeks, I'm like, okay, like,
you gotta give your time. You gotta give yourself time. And I feel like we've been grinding at this pod since day one. It's like, all right, this is the mission. This is the direction. Let's go. We've always been on the same page with that. And I was like, I just felt like I needed a break and I needed to just reset my life. And as you'll hear on this episode, I've had to do a lot of moving and grooving and figuring stuff out. But like, the mission's the same. The direction's the same. We go in one direction. And it's like, no matter what happens, I got one track mind and I'm gonna see it to the end. So it's like, there's no beating me down. Like, I'm excited about this episode.
I feel it.
I'm excited. I've been peeping you.
Who, me?
Yeah, I've been peeping you. Working.
Yeah. Working. Like I said, I mean, obviously we'll get into it. We'll talk about it. But it's pretty simple for me. Honestly, I felt like the day after like I lost my grandma and like I like learned about like all the things that like she like, or at least heard like a little bit more like stories about like her and like the person she was, I was like, bro, I have no choice. Like, mm-hmm. I have to, like, mm-hmm. if I'm going to do anything, bro, like, I can't care what anybody has to say about me, bro, or what it's going to be or what it's going to look like. If it don't look right, I got to figure it out and find a way to make it work to be the thing that I want it to be. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not willing to put that work in, then God damn it, I don't want it bad enough, obviously.
That's really what
that's what
like,
it boils down
to. What I'm saying.
And so.
And that's all, like, growing up and figuring it out is because as you sit and really collect your thoughts on all the aspects that can surround your life that you don't even remember on the day-to-day basis because you're not paying attention to it.
Yeah.
That's low-key eating away at your stomach. Like, oh, man, I'm leaking. Oh, well, I'll just put a patch. It's cool. And you just keep moving with life. But you're not really paying attention to that wound. It's like, oh, shit. Okay. Okay. So, like, I hear you. Like, even in the home, like, coming out of quarantine, like, I thought I was being 100% present. I thought I was, like, 100% there. And I wasn't. Like I was in the autopilot almost, like, all right, you know, we got the pod, we got this, as, like, an escape. But it's, like, in the crib. And if I'm not in the crib, I'm at work. And it's, like, this job is, like, when you're fed up and it's, like, but I'm stuck, but my decision is to stay here. Mm-hmm. And collect that consistent, like, you know, I know security blanket check. It's like, okay. But when you really sit there and you think about it, it's like, huh, I could just bet on myself and be like, all right, let's do this. Let's really try for it. Like, what have you been holding you back the whole time? You, What's been holding you?
For the most part, yeah.
For the most part, it's like, all right, what is it? It's like, all right, what's factor A, factor B? Okay, you put this, and then you add this, and you subtract that. It's like, oh, it's still me. Okay. I go with this solution. It's like, all right, you do this, you do this, you do this, you figure it out. Dang, it's still me. Let me figure this out. Like, you have, that's just the way you have to look at life, because one slip up from the present, and you got to play catch up.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we'll definitely get into it more over the course of the episode, because I don't want to deviate from the...
Oh, no. I mean, that's how we start, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's events. A recap of, I guess, recent of how everybody's been. Yeah, but like you said, for the most part, I've been just trying to get to it. Just been trying to work it. Just trying to work on, the video tip and just, trying to create content and shit that people want to see or shit that people want to watch. So,
yeah. Speaking of working, I put my 2 weeks in. I'm on my last week at the illustrious, I'm going to say it, Kids After Hours. I'm out of here, man.
Finally.
He drops the bag. I had to.
He let everybody know where he was at.
Yeah, there he goes. It's like, I was at Kids After Hours. Oh, my gosh. Loving to death.
Yeah.
It just got to a point where it was like, really? This is... And then you want me... Okay. So my... No? Okay. So it's like, there's no growth. And it's not... I'm working 40 hours a week. I'm getting paid like I was working... I'd say like 18. It's like, oh, what? Yeah. What? Come on, Slim. Come on, Slim. Like, you can figure out something better than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's truly just, it hurts, because it's like, I wasted a lot of time, but I'm not gonna say wasted, because it was still an opportunity. Like, I definitely did some growing. I definitely made my mistakes, and I definitely learned how to work a little better in a corporate environment. But I just was like, I see an opportunity, I'm gonna break for it, and I feel like this is it, and I'm interested to see where my journey goes now. Cause this is what I'm gonna say. Opportunity will drop in your lap, and it's your choice and your decision to be like, all right, I can figure this out and I can do it.
Yeah, man.
Bro, I told you Liz. I told you at Liz, right? I've been working at Liz, right? Preparation. Bruh, tell me why. I'm at Liz and my manager shouts to Q. Cool dude, Dallas fan. I'm like, oh, I know a lot of Dallas fans. It's crazy. You talking shit. Yeah, last time I seen him, Dak got hurt. I left the store before Dak got hurt. So that was on Sunday. By Wednesday, I put my 2 weeks in with Kids After Hours. By Saturday, Quentin quit and there was no manager.
Damn.
Jeez. No heads up. Cuz blocked me like a bad ex. Like,
he blocked you?
He blocked everybody in the company. Nobody can reach him. Nobody knows where he is. I was like, yo, praying for you.
He must have some gambling debts or something.
I don't know. Praying for you, bro. But like, he just dipped out. I said, what the hell? All right. There you go.
Damn.
But, so like I said, opportunity's knocking. I'm going to have to show up and act accordingly. That's what I'm going to say.
You got to do your thing,
bro. Got to do my thing.
You got to do your thing. Let them know what it is.
Yeah.
But I'll say, man, can you hold me down with the top five for this week?
Top five.
This week's top five, because this album has been something that I'm constantly playing. Like I'm not gonna lie, this is album, like, I try to be like, yo, Westside was better, but this is something I'm constantly playing.
I really actually am surprised that you felt that way. I mean, like, in terms of like being like a rapper, Benny the Butcher is probably the best of the Griselda.
Oh, no, 100%.
But in terms of... Let me finish. Okay. But Conway the Machine is very, very crazy. If Conway... The thing is, if he didn't get, like, shot in the face or whatever, he wouldn't be Conway that we hear today. But it's almost like... Like, man, like, this nigga really be spitting it. Like,
they all do.
Like,
they've been going
no,
crazy.
But like, no. This nigga got shot in the face, bro. And like, he be spitting crazy. Like, could you see yourself still going at rap as hard as he does if you got shot in the face? No. Right. You're probably gonna be like, I got sit down for a while. Like shit's fucked up. Like it's a dub. It's over for
2 weeks now. I don't know. Right. More than that.
Exactly. So, but your question, your top five was the top five songs from
top five from
the Benny the Butcher Benny album, the Burden album, to Proof.
Burden to Proof. Great album. Go check it out if you haven't.
I definitely I'll go first, but I mean the songs that I like. I mean, Legend's a great song. I like that a lot. War Paint, and my favorite line from War Paint is when Conway the Machine was like that he shook Beyonce's hand, and then he said in that moment he didn't know if his shorty was like crying because she's a fan or because he's the motherfucking man. And I said, it's because he's the motherfucking man. Like, but that's just my interpretation of it. But
Beyonce don't shake everybody's hands,
so right? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's like almost like a double entendre because like Lily, she's probably crying because of like both. Like, you know what I mean? But like, yeah, I really like that song. Thank God I Made It.
Thank God I made it.
Thank God I Made It a lot. I think like that's like, I don't know how to really even explain it, but One Way Flight with Freddie Gibbs. I feel like Freddie Gibbs and Benny
Freddie
the Butcher.
Freddie Gibbs, that's a crazy combo.
I feel like that's a
combo.
Yeah,
that's a crazy combo.
They got to keep...
That's like KG and Stephon Marbury. That's like...
It's just gritty.
Quiet as kept. That's a crazy combo.
It's just a crazy, gritty combo. And like, I really enjoy it. And then, where would I go with Rick Ross? But here's the thing. I saw James Walker actually tweet this. He said that he thought Rick Ross's verse was lazy, but like the beat is fire.
I don't want to hear that. This is what I'm gonna say. I don't want to hear that from anybody critiquing Rick Ross, because Rick Ross doesn't.
I can almost understand what James is saying.
Are you trying to say he should have came hard? Why? It was a great verse.
The verse is fine because it's Ross. But like, we've heard Ross say like some really amazing things. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't, when I heard that verse, it was good, but I didn't get like biggest, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I didn't get that biggest boss, like, you know what I'm saying? Feeling like it was good, but I feel like Ross could have came like for that beat. Bruh. I feel like Ross could have came just a little bit harder.
My image of Ross on that beat was basically the same Ross that showed up the verses. Like, that's Rick Ross now. I'm getting a massage while I'm about to sun you, son. Like, he's past the, I still got to prove.
Well, it wasn't about proving anything.
And it's not his album. I think Rick Ross is Rick Ross.
I feel like that beat is really
because you can always be like, I wish he came a little. Nah, that was those.
I feel like that beat is crazy. So, I mean, but nah, I feel like Ross did his thing, but like, I feel like he could have just a little bit.
Wow. All right, so my list, I got to start just. Because I love the way you start the whole album, Burden of Proof, with the song Burden of Proof. All right, like, that joint knocks off. It's like, okay, I hear where you're coming. So that's, no order though, but that's number one. I got to put Timeless with Wayne, because Wayne ripped that shit. And I was very proud of him, because he actually showed up.
I mean, my only problem with that is I don't know, man. I feel like I'm just...
What more do you want from Wayne?
No, it's not Wayne.
Okay.
It's not really... I just don't know if I want to listen to Big Sean rap like that, honestly, bro.
You know what? See?
I don't know, man. I feel like he's just too woke. You know what I mean?
What's wrong with you?
Like, Juicy like scared, man. I want my rappers to be kind of just like stupid. It's just like... It's terrible. Like, I like conscious rap. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'll listen to it and I'll sit down and listen to it. Like, especially like on a Sunday, and it's just like, you say I'm riding. I'm just like, damn, like life, my nigga. Like, that shit crazy. You know what I mean? And I'm riding on that type of vibe. But if it's just like during the week, nah, like, or like it's Friday night. I'm not trying to listen to niggas rap about, oh, yo, I'm trying to get on the bus, low on quarters, gotta feed my daughter off of quarter waters. Like, I don't want to like,
always
like,
the quarter like, water. You always go to quarter water. I disrespect you, nigga.
I don't want to hear that on my Friday night. You know what I mean? I want to hear Moneybag Yo and like.
But that's why they put him at the back of the song, because like, honestly, you could go past it. Like, the first, I feel like Benny came crazy. I feel like Wayne came appropriately, and I feel like you could just skip that part. But I fuck with that song. I gotta put Famous, cause
yeah,
that definitely stood out for me. Thank God I Made It.
Thank God I Made It. That's crazy. And so we're just singing the hook. It went in.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
She went in.
And last, I gotta put.
Nigga said, "You gonna make it too."
I gotta put Legend, cause Hit-Boy really did his thing with the whole album. So.
Yo, Hit-Boy's been on like a crazy streak in terms of producing projects. I ain't really like the Big Sean jump though. I'm not gonna lie. I only listened to it once though.
Big Sean getting slandered?
No. I only listened to it once, but like he tried to use the grinding beat or like whatever that was. I hated that. Right, I was like, what is going on?
I got a question. Would you rather listen to a Saweetie album or a Big Sean album?
That Saweetie joint might have some bops on it, bro. I'm not even gonna hold you. It might have some bops on it, bro. I mean, honestly, you gotta enjoy the songs that women enjoy, man.
Yeah.
Like, realistically. Yeah. I just feel like it makes sense.
But I mean? I'm not gonna lie, I'm not the biggest Saweetie fan. I think she makes Yorkie rap, but like, you know, I feel like I'd still pick her up, Big Sean, at this point in his career. So, like, yeah, I can't argue that. And I'm not even, like, a sweet. I'm not going to be like, oh, sweet.
I mean, Big Sean cool. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, nah, I fuck with Big Sean. Like, nah, cool.
Big like, Sean's like Paul George now.
Damn.
Like, he's good. But he's still playoff P. Like, I feel like that's how I feel about Big Sean.
I don't know, man.
But he got Janae, so, you know.
Maybe I just feel like, I just like my music too ignorant. Maybe that's just my. Maybe it's my. I gotta change the way I'm just living my life, man. In terms of my music, but I mean, I be listening to like other shit, but like, I don't know, man. I can't call it. Realistically, I can't. I listened to the Ty Dolla $ign album today too, though. That just dropped.
Is it good?
I like some of the tracks. I mean, like realistically, like you can put it on and you can let it play. That's how I feel like. That's the type of music Ty Dolla $ign make. Like it's the type of album you can just put it on and just. And let it go. And like, okay. You'll hear, like, it's gonna be different music, like, all around. He has, like, Kid Cudi on it.
How long is it?
It's an hour. Pause. Yeah, that was, thank you. I'm glad that you beat me to it. But yeah, it's like an hour long. It's got some quick tracks. You got Post Malone on it too. Quavo. Post Malone,
he makes good music.
Yeah, Post Malone's dope.
Post Malone makes good music.
But I mean, people be hating on Post Malone, you know, because he said, like, hip hop music doesn't have, like, feeling or something like that. I don't know.
I mean, it's because he be tripped out. That's why he has, like, branches on his face and shit.
Yeah, so, like, maybe.
I'm not really listening to Post Malone. I listen to music, but I'm not really listening to Post Malone. Like, he was, like, six tattoos ago of
being credible?
Of being, yeah. And then once he got to the face one, I was like, whoa.
You're no longer Lil Wayne has face tattoos. Is he not credible?
Definitely not.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's on First Take, though, sometimes. Oh no, he's
First Take's not even a good one. Yeah. Because he got the check.
You said First Take's not even good?
Nah, First Take hasn't been good in a while.
Well, I love First Take.
Why?
I like getting up in the morning and watching Get Up with Greeny. And then from there, I watch.
That's how you know you've been staying home.
And then.
You know the lineup.
Right.
The ESPN lineup.
Right. And then from there, I watch First Take with Stephen A.
Why do you pick First Take over Undisputed?
Because realistically,
you don't like skill.
It's not even that.
Come on, skill.
Realistically,
my grandmama.
Oh, Stephen A. Damn. Smith, Marcus Spears, aka Swagoo, they be geeking me. I think them niggas is funny. I'm not gonna lie to you. I do. Max Kellerman. Nah. Ever since he said last minute shot, he said for the Warriors, he stuck your Iguodala. I'm taking Iguodala. I was like, oh, nah. This Bama is smacked.
He said,
like, what?
Kawhi has the same amount of clutch plays as Kobe. What plays? Pause. Call timeout on his ass. But yeah.
He's wild.
Yeah, he's wild.
But, like that type of thing makes it, like, a hilarious show. You know what I mean?
But I don't... I don't need the hilarity.
He said he's taking Iguodala, dog. That tweet hops on the timeline at least once a month, I swear.
Bruh, I took his break from Twitter.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I took his break. Like, honestly, yeah, 100%. Because I watched Social... Did you watch Social Dilemma?
Yeah, man. It made me sad.
I had to
well, not like sad to the point that I was like, oh my God, I'm like super sad. But
it
I
makes
was
you look
like,
at yourself.
I said, fuck,
it
man.
It makes you look at yourself.
These niggas know me way
that
too well.
That makes you look at yourself.
I was like, this is terrible.
It makes you look, 100%, it makes you look exactly at yourself. You're like, damn, this is really who I am?
I'm telling you, bro. That's why I be that's leaving my crazy. Phone. I be trying to leave my phone in the other
I've been trying
room
to, I've been trying to strategize like how I can be on it less. Like, that's why like I deleted Twitter.
Realistically, bro, niggas should just go back. Niggas should get a sidekick, bro, or like get like a flip phone, bro, or some shit.
Nah, you couldn't last,
bro. What you mean?
You couldn't last. You couldn't. No, you couldn't. If you went back to what was that?
Oh, like, bro, hit me on my sidekick, bro.
You go to the when Rona is over and you go to the club. You like, be like, what is that?
It's my church. It's my
life. What you no, mean? No.
First of all, by the time I'm over, I'm going to be like 30 something, dog. So I don't know, bro.
Wow,
like,
you said.
You think Rona going to be over next year? You crazy.
Rona. Nah, this is what I'm saying.
Rona's going to be here for a little
while. I think she is.
Like Rona's 2 more years. For a little while. But in terms of social media, bro, it's gonna be niggas adversary at this point in time because of the corona.
That's what I'm saying at the beginning of the podcast. Like 100% you have to look at yourself and be like, all right, what am I looking at that is standing in my way? It's me. You have to change yourself.
You gotta monitor the time.
You gotta monitor the time because how many times you gone to the explore page and seen nothing but the IG booty?
I actually usually don't go to the explore page.
Oh.
I like really try to avoid it. I mean, because I know it's on it for the most part. I just try to like, if I get on IG, maybe like a quick scroll. And then at one point in time, I try to like watch like the stories that I'm going to like watch for like that point in time. I mean, if they post other stuff, then yeah. But it's usually people that I like, you know what I'm saying, that I fuck with, the people that I'm interested in seeing whatever the fuck that they're doing for that point in time. But like, I don't watch like everybody's like, stories. Like if it's like somebody coming up that I don't want to watch, I usually try to stop. And then if there's somebody that I want to watch, I'll scroll to that point. But if it's not like somebody immediately in the first like couple of scrolls, I'm just like, all right, well, I'm kind of done with stories. Then there's those moments where like I'm like really like super super bored, then I'll just be like, all right, real quick, all right, okay all right.
I'm not a story person. All right. I'm not a story
I prefer
person.
Stories over the timeline.
I started not listening to the stories, like I kind of just click on them, and that's what I noticed is a problem because I don't even know what you're saying. I'd be saying, "Oh, you're there, okay. Oh, you're there." I don't really.
Damn, listen. I prefer stories over the timeline.
50-50.
I don't know. I just feel like it's there and then it's gone.
That's like Snapchat.
Yeah, that's why I was just like, okay, it's just that on IG. You have more of a base following on IG for the most part, for most people anyways. But Snapchat was supposed to like die off because of what Instagram did. But Snapchat is still doing pretty well, actually.
I haven't seen Snapchat since the whole, I think, yeah, 2017. But yeah, man. The social media breaks is kind of key. Like every now and again, you need to just take a break. Not being on Twitter, I feel like I had to actually work to hear the news. And I feel like that was interesting. I was listening to like WTOP, but like
with Top or Shot doing the weather. Yeah, I love WTOP, man.
But like
shout out to Top or Shot. He's been doing it for a while, man.
Fucking a check. I just have to be right 10% of the time. I'm weatherman. Oh, I said it was going to be 90. Yeah, it was actually only 67.
Topper Shot's pretty accurate, bro. Chill.
All right, relax. Topper Shot. I wish I had his numbers. Yeah, Topper Shot on the weather.
Topper Shot.
Was that the sevens? Whatever. But I feel like, I had to work for my news, though. One thing I did miss is Black Twitter. Black Twitter is always an entertaining entity. And
I feel like at this point, like, niggas can take it or leave it. Like, in terms of social media, realistically.
What makes you say that?
Because, I mean, like, the only value that I feel like it has is if you're promoting something or if you're pushing something. That's where, like, it can really help you. Or if you're really trying to connect with people. But I feel like to connect with a bunch of people and then not do anything with the people connected with is, like, is a waste. So it's just, like... I mean, or unless you just want to have hella friends, then I mean, cool, but...
But those aren't really your friends. And once you see that...
That's what I'm saying. But I feel like at a certain point, you're going to have to offer the people something or sell the people something that they can buy, something you can monetize. And that's the whole point of the internet, especially at this point. Like,
so it's like how do you be in it, but at the same time be out of it? Because you have to be a part of it in terms of networking.
Well, you know.
I feel like networking.
You can network with people
networking
on the phone. You can get on a phone call. You can get on a Zoom call.
On a faster scale, if I have this many eyes on my product and this many people see it, it's like, oh, wow. Aren't you connected to this? And then you just get more opportunities word of mouth.
It's going to require effort on your part to be like, hey, can you, if you have any inquiries, just send me an email.
Yeah, you just have to put a feeler out there because you never know who's going to respond. Like the next guy there, bro. He was hurt right there. Look at that. Anyway, next couple of guests, like, that's all networking that we're about to have, and I'm kind of excited.
D-Rose played too explosive.
Yeah.
Like, even that step back that he just took was very strong.
Yeah, we're watching MVP Rose highlights.
Yeah, right, this now. Shit is insane. But, yeah, no, I mean, networking is...
networking is key.
Super key. It's important.
But, like, how do you network... Cause I just feel like it's tough to be like not distracted on, and that's the.
I mean, it's just a matter of you want to talk to people or not. Like, for real, like, cause I feel like anybody, like, at least even for me, like, I like talking to people. There's some moments where I just be like, bro, I'm just really just not trying to talk to a whole bunch of people like right now, especially if we're about to talk about like something that I really don't really care about or like am like super like.
Are you talking about on Twitter or are you talking about Instagram?
Just about anything. Like, I mean, if we're having conversations that I'm like, okay, like, I like this topic. Like, I want to talk about this. Yeah. And I feel like that's the same thing with anybody. It's just got to be a matter of, is this something you really want to talk about or something that you care to chime in about or have an opinion about?
How do you feel about how do you feel about Bron getting another one?
First of all, shout out to Bron because Bronald Palmer,
Lebronius,
Bronald,
Senor
Lebroner,
Senor James. You gotta call him Senor because he's Taco Tuesday.
He definitely did his thing. Got another championship. That's four now. Lakers fans definitely were hating when LeBron first became a Laker.
Yeah,
they weren't excited about
it. Cap.
Which I don't understand why, because LeBron is the best basketball player. LeBron is the best basketball player in the world. and it's just like, why would you not be excited to have him on your team? You're more likely to win a championship than to not win one with LeBron on your team.
Yeah, honestly, it's kind of scary because, like, as me being a Kobe guy, but at first I'm a Laker guy. Like, seeing LeBron on my team was weird. And at first, I didn't want to buy in. I don't know why. It was a natural hater. But when I saw, like, him work with the young dudes and it didn't work, I was like, we can give him one more year. Because I just feel like, what's next for them? I'm super hype. I'm like, yo, but I don't know what the future of the Lakers is. And I'm so excited. But at the same time, trusting Bron. Because Bron got us the ring. So now I feel like it's hard for me to like formulate the words to say this, but like Bron is the GOAT of all time. Like I think even after watching The Last Dance, I have to give it to Bron. Because Bron is in every stat, playoff wise, he's like top 10. Rebounds, assists, points.
What I will say is, especially now that I'm watching these Derrick Rose highlights, LeBron is very lucky that Derrick Rose wasn't healthy all the years of his career.
100%.
Because this Bulls team gave that Cleveland team fits, bruh.
He did it to him in the Heat too.
Fits.
He was wilding against the Heat.
Fits, bruh. Nobody can stop against Derrick the Heat. Rose.
What?
Nobody can stop Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose was taking off the dribble. Hit the.
It didn't matter. His game was on a different level. Like, for real. So, but no, like you were saying, LeBron is instant championship upgrade, bro. Like, up top. And they managed to put it together and get him a squad that can do it even after the long season. So, shout out to them for real, man. Shout out to LeBron. Shout out to Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
But I have to be honest. When they lost game 5, I was definitely smiling because I was like, I can still hate on LeBron. If he doesn't win it.
That's how you know you just hating on LeBron, bro. Why would you even as a fan be like, man, he could possibly lose this joint.
And I'd be like,
yeah, LeBron's terrible. Man.
I was ready. What? I was ready.
what kind of weird hater nonsense?
It was a win-win.
Like,
it was a win-win.
I feel like I mean, a championship. I've hated on Steph Curry before, but like, I'll say this doesn't make sense. You actually are a Lakers fan. I'm confused.
Kobe fan of heart though.
What is?
Yeah, just saying. You know what?
So you don't like the Lakers?
No, I never said that.
So I'm confused.
I'm an OG Laker fan. Remember that? But
okay,
I always felt slighted by
the
hate for Kobe.
Oh,
so
who disliked Kobe?
Everyone. The press hated Kobe. The press hated Kobe. That's all I'm saying. That's why he only has one MVP. Think about it. They gave it to Steve Nash. The year he dropped 81 points in a game.
I mean, Steve Nash also
had... No. He outscored a whole team in 3 quarters.
Can I finish?
No.
Steve Nash had great hair. So, I mean, that's also the main reason. He had great hair. So, at the same time, it's like, I mean, we give it to this black guy with black guy hair, or we going to give it to, you're saying, Steve Nash with the luscious... flowing locks. So that's
Steve Nash had a nosebleed against the the Mavs. They pushed him into the scorers table.
See,
and he still played.
He played tough.
He's a fucking hockey guy.
He's soccer actually, but okay. He's
Canadian.
Yeah,
makes sense. He probably played hockey.
No, Steve Nash.
If you okay, but if you put Steve Nash on a hockey rink, I guarantee he'd be the same. He'd be on
soccer. How are you gonna guarantee that Steve Nash?
He's Canadian. Come on. We can probably find a video right now.
Of Steve Nash playing hockey?
Absolutely.
I bet we can find a video of him playing soccer way quicker.
Oh, of course. Because, yeah.
So what is your point?
I'm saying, I guarantee you could find that. Because he's Canadian. Okay. All Canadians know how to play hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Even Drake does.
Drake is the least athletic dude.
Makes great music, though.
He does. He makes really good music.
Can't say nothing about nothing.
I'm not going to hate on Drake. I'm just saying he's like in that, like the Laugh Now, Cry Later video, that football route that he ran. What was that? Like supposed to be a post corner? I don't even know what that was, but.
It was a waggle.
He I don't know. He just didn't, it didn't look athletic. It didn't look very under control.
Nah, he reached back like 1-3, you know.
1-3 hasn't been reaching back at all as of late.
Yeah. Is he overrated?
Odell Beckham?
Or is Baker that trash?
No, I feel like if Odell Beckham can take the ball to the house on a screen, on a slant.
But
I feel like
When's the last time you seen? I mean, he did. Nah, he did to y'all. So
that's why I'm just like, okay, well.
Oh, wait, but if we talk about y'all, we might as well start the hate. Cause we got some smoke towards some familiar faces, because I feel like the representation of our entire NFC East has just been pathetic. So that's who we're hating on this week. I feel like this is like as a whole division, like we just need to just pack it up, cause we're embarrassing ourselves at this point. Nobody's good. Nobody has any sort of a team, and you're going to put somebody in the playoffs?
The thing is, we literally have the best team, but, like, for some reason, like, them Bama's just, they don't want to play, bro.
But you can say the same thing about us. We have the best team.
Yeah, I don't have the best team. Oh. We literally have a rushing champion in the backfield.
Who's fumbling twice a game.
We have a quarterback who's been to the playoffs. We have three receivers.
Oh, fuck you.
I'm being serious, though.
No, but that's true. That's true. That's
we
true.
Have three. We have three solid receivers. We have receivers who put up close to 1,000 yards, if not 1,000 yards in a season. CeeDee Lamb played amazing at Oklahoma and has played really good this year whenever he's gotten a chance to catch the ball. The only problem is you have, I guess, broken linebackers.
Broken linebackers.
And then defensive linemen who get no push. And DeMarcus Lawrence, who we paid a bunch of money, and he robbed Jerry Jones. That's how I look at it.
Did he rob Jerry Jones, or did Jerry Jones just throw money at somebody?
Either way, bro, niggas lost bread.
Yeah. And then you got the Washington football team. I actually believe
it. We're going to lose, bro.
I know that.
We're going to lose. We're going to fucking lose. It's about to be terrible.
I know that.
I'm about to be so blown. That's why I don't want to watch the game with Conrad. I'm going to be honest with you.
He's going to hear this.
I'm going to wear my jersey, though.
He's going to hear this on Monday and be like,
I'm going to wear my jersey, but I'm just saying. Andy Dalton is going to get ate alive. It's about to be terrible. It's about to be terrible.
But now you guys know how it feels, because y'all had a good line for forever. Y'all just didn't win, which made no sense. Like us, our line fell apart. Once we had to re-sign Peters, I knew it was rappers on the offensive line. Brandon Brooks was out. Lane Johnson is out. We starting kids off the street just because they're 6'8" and they're Samoan. But we holding up. Wentz.
I mean, Samoans are protectors, bro.
All the Wentz hate. I want it to stop right now, though.
Wentz is good, though.
He's doing everything he can with Travis Fulgham.
Sometimes he tries to
if you know what school though. Travis Fulgham went to, like.
What school did Travis Fulgham
go to? I don't fucking know.
Damn.
Yeah.
He's your receiver.
You know who our number two receiver is?
Greg Ward,
the quarterback who's going up for the Heisman. What?
Greg Ward went to what, Houston?
He went to Houston. He was playing quarterback.
Greg Ward's nice.
Nah, he's straight.
Yeah.
But he shouldn't be my number two receiver. When we could have drafted Justin Jefferson, like I said,
where's Jalen years ago. Is he out for the season?
No, he's hooping.
Jalen Reagor,
who I didn't want to draft, is hurt.
Yes, I'm saying, like,
for the second time.
I have Justin Jefferson on my fantasy team.
Justin Jefferson, I didn't
play him last
week. Bro, yeah, you're tweaking. After his coming out party, I said, yeah, I knew it. And he went off the board to pick after us, which he hurts even more.
I mean, hurts even more. Niggas fucking got CeeDee Lamb and.
And then the Giants. Did you see that Daniel Jones run?
I did.
I was so disgusted.
He's actually very fast.
Hell yeah. But he's scared.
I mean, that's fine, though. But, like, that's the second time he's done that.
Yeah, but you have to score.
I mean, no, regardless.
No. Look what you did.
Allison, no. What you got to understand is that's the second time he's done that. It's the second time he's done it.
Are you talking about the speed or are you talking about the distance?
I'm talking about the play and the amount of yards that he's covered at over 20 yards anytime he's run that read option.
Okay. But he's not.
That's fine.
He's afraid. I'm just saying. Hold on. I'm going to put you
maybe
this
you
way.
Don't understand the context of what I'm getting at.
You're not understanding.
Who's in the backfield with him right now?
But he's not coming back this year. It doesn't matter.
Now that they understand that they can add that wrinkle to their offense.
He's not that.
You have to account for Saquon and Daniel Jones running the football.
I feel like there's way bigger holes.
But nobody's in that going. No, listen.
Than to really worry about fine, that read fine. Option. That's not working.
Nobody's going to care about Daniel Jones. That's going to be clear when Saquon Barkley comes back. So it's going to work like a charm.
No. That's what I'm saying. That's actually not going to do anything.
They just need to get some real
receivers.
You know
why? Because it's one thing if you're running like Daniel Jones, who's scared. It's another thing if you're attacking someone like Lamar or like a Josh Allen or like a Mahomes. It's like when they're running, it's like, oh, I don't know how far. Like, it's just like Daniel Jones.
You named black guys running, right?
I said Josh Allen. That's white Cam Newton, though.
So. Okay. There you have it. But, I mean, he's been losing lately, so.
Nah, he's still having a great year. He's still having a great year. So, like,
MVP year still?
This is what I'm going to say. I feel like this NFL season is completely up in the air because COVID. And you never know who can actually... So, if you're in the position to win a good amount of games, which he has, you can get MVP. But I think the Bucks just kind of like stamped. They're trying to win this ring right now.
Yeah, picking up AB.
That was a phenomenal. Because he's about to go in the slot. And he's about to fucking go.
Who's going to check AB in the slot?
It doesn't matter. You can't.
That's what I'm just saying, like, who's going to
that brave after sitting out for 2 years? Who's going to check AB?
Nobody's checking AB.
And then they still have Mike Evans. They still have Godwin.
Yep.
They still have Gronk, who's just woke up.
Leonard Fournette.
Ronald Jones, he's eating. So, like, yeah. Man. You can't say nothing about that in the NFC East.
No worry, man. The Cowboys are going to turn it around, bro. Andy Dalton's going to throw for 100,000 yards, bro. He's about to be there.
I mean, he could throw the yards, but y'all still won't win.
We don't win.
Yeah, they won't win.
We don't win, bro.
It's just like Cowboy way. I just, you know.
What you want me to say, dog? What you want me to do? Huh? We saying we can beat the NFC East. I know that. If there's anybody we can beat, it's the NFC East.
I guess.
All the defense has to do is wake up. Hopefully, DeMarcus Lawrence decides to wake up today. Because he woke up against the Giants a little bit, but we still almost lost to them.
Yeah, now honestly, y'all not good. We're all banged up. We're not good. It's nothing I didn't know. I called Miles Sanders getting hurt. Like, I knew it. I knew he wasn't built for it.
That's kind of wild.
I knew he wasn't built for it. Like, he's a great back. Don't get me wrong, but I can't trust him every down.
Why not?
He's not built for it.
He fumbles?
No.
Well, okay.
But he gets hurt. Zeke doesn't get hurt. So, there you go. Now just Mike McCarthy is a... Yeah. Speaking of another... Yeah. How do you feel about a Static Shock movie made by Michael B. Jordan?
As long as he's not in the movie.
What if he wants to be static because he's producing it?
No.
What if he knows exactly how to... You know what? What if he's D-Von?
Have you ever seen the SpongeBob episode with the magic conch? And like Squidward asks, like, can I have something to eat? And the conch says, no. And then he asks, can I have something to eat again? And he says, no. Then he asks in like a really sarcastic tone of, can I have something to eat? Then the conch is like, no. So like, no is like basically what I'm getting at this point.
What if he says,
well, no, bro. No. No.
What if he says, all right.
I don't want to hear Michael B. Jordan get on screen and say, I put a shock to your system. Anything about shocking static. No, I don't want him on the screen. He can do the behind the scenes thing if he has developed that type of like producer like eye or like that vision. But I just don't want him to be Static Shock. I don't think they can bring another young black man on, like somebody who's up and coming and get him to play Virgil.
He is up and coming.
No, man. Virgil was young.
That don't mean nothing. No. And you know that.
No.
That don't mean nothing in Hollywood. They can
find a young black.
I don't doubt it.
Young natural. Black actor.
Yeah, but. Well, just keep an eye out for that one, guys.
Yeah, but I definitely don't want to see Michael B. Jordan as Static Shock, though. I got enough of him in a superhero movie as Killmonger. That was all I needed.
You went to therapy because of that.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I just started back myself.
Yeah. So Alistair, what happened? What happened that caused a 2-week hiatus?
All right. So in this 2-week hiatus, I'd say I'm in the process of waking up from a depression. And I say that because like just the way I was consuming things during the pandemic was unhealthy. Like, I just felt like I was slipping. Like, I didn't really have a vision or a purpose or, like, the drive. Like, yeah, I came on the podcast and would be able to say things, be, like, your normal. But, like, I was kind of crying out for help. Then it was kind of scary because when you wake up from it, it's like you were grasping at all types of things for pleasure or something to distract you. And it's like, this isn't anything that you actually need to do. You don't need to, like, humanly spend 4 days out of the seven on gaming system. Like, you don't need to always be on social media, like, almost 8 hours a day. And I was just doing and consuming. And I make all these excuses, but it's just a lack of self-discipline and lack of awareness.
Yeah. I mean, but and what I will say in all fairness, though, is that we're also in a pandemic, so people are spending a lot more hours indoors anyways. Granted, there are other activities you can find or, like, you know, get into. But that's why, in the result of public safety, there's not as many things that you would normally do to go out, you know what I mean, in general. Even if it's something as simple as going out to have a meal. Like, it's just not the same. So, like, granted, I mean, I feel like it's good to be very aware of the fact that those things are happening to you. But, like, you also have to, like, understand that the way that the world is right now, the way that the world was going anyways, was we were getting into a more technological, you don't have to be in person to interact with people type of world regardless. But to be able to recognize that, especially in a pandemic, I think that bodes well for you regardless either way, that you could sit there and be like, okay, there's obviously something wrong with the fact that I'm doing all, like, this much consuming of social media or spending this much time on social media. So to a certain extent, I feel like it's a period of growth in terms of the whole pandemic for you to be able to recognize when things are happening to you or things that are going on in your life where you can step up and be like, okay, I need to do something different, or I need to try to do something different.
100%, because it's just like, I felt like I let so much time slip by. And like, have you ever seen Click?
Of course.
All right, so you know the terrible realization that Adam Sandler has at the end of the movie, mm-hmm. where it's like, I fast forwarded through life, through all the bad parts, by just, you know, jumping to the good ones. I'm not literally present if it's not, like, pleasurable. But that's not life, and you have to live through the lows. You have to be present and aware, or, like, the people around you can be affected. And in my case, I can't have that happen with a daughter behind me. Like, in terms of Nami looking at me, in terms of parenting with Kayla, like, or we're a team, we're bonded, and it's like this is us. So it's like, this is our situation, and I feel like I left her alone in terms of, like, fending for the kid.
What makes you feel like you left her alone?
Because I just mentally wasn't here. I was mentally checked out. And it's like, me being so absent-minded, a lot of...
Define absent-minded for me. Because, I mean, I'm just trying to really think about it. Like, were there ways that you weren't, like, providing for your daughter? Or
no, but it's not... But see, okay, and I'm glad you said that. Mm-hmm. In terms of being a dad, it's like, it's one thing to just be providing.
Yep.
Because that's how my dad, like, showed me how to be a dad.
Yep.
So, like, and see, this is why, like, when you start realizing and really looking at why you do what you do, my dad was, I'm not going to say cold, but, like, he was sport-minded. So, like, me, the first thing I'm telling Kayla is, oh, I can't wait for Nami to be running track and doing this. And it's like, yeah, that's cool. But, like, what about I can't wait for her to take a step? Like, and I was so, like, absent-minded in terms of, like, dreaming, not even being present in my daughter's growth. And then on top of that, with her needing so much, I kind of left that all on Kayla, like, in terms of myself. Because, and another thing, me being 100% transparent, like, I'm a recovering sex addict.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah,
on,
like,
the podcast.
On the podcast, dropping it. Like, I was somebody who, like, everybody's like, yeah, 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 no. tug wood. Yeah, but it's like it was a little too much. And it's not like I would stop or be like, but it would be like too consistent. It's like, you're not even understanding what you're doing at that point. And it blanks your mind. That's why I said, like, it turned into like almost an addiction. That's why I genuinely had to go to therapy. It was like, oh man, like this is the real deal, Holyfield. Like, I'm scrapping and fighting with this.
Right.
And it's like, I don't even know how to combat it. And it's like, oh, okay. So when you have to look at yourself, it's like, okay. What is in, that's why this whole episode, I've always said, like, what's in your way? What's in your way? And when you find out what's in your way, you do everything in your power to get over that hurdle. That
obstruction. Yeah.
So no matter what, like, you just got to keep rolling. So that's why, like, I hit my, like, my group chat. That's why I love y'all. Like, this is Tamarack. That's all love. I was like, honestly, guys, like, I went through a dark time and, like, I kind of was shook up. And, like, in terms of not being present, like, I wasn't even reaching out for help. Like, if something goes off, it's like, oh, you could have hit me. It's like, yeah, I could have hit you, but I didn't, because I was like,
I mean, yeah. I mean, either way, regardless, you're supposed to, everyone, I hate to say that people have to check on people, but, like, yeah, I mean, like, realistically, you're supposed to, like, check on your friends. But, I mean, like, even, like, me personally, like I said, like, when you said you wanted to take a 2-week break from the podcast, I was like, even, like, to myself, I just thought, I was like, that's kind of weird. Like, why does I also want to take off 2 weeks of the podcast? Like, that's just not, like, that. It's not a very officer, like, thing. Mm-hmm. But I was just kind of like, well, I mean, like, I don't want to, like, I don't want to pry, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, if that's
the case. But see, that's the thing. That's why, like, now in me being present and in me being mindful, like, I want to reach out. Like, I want to reach out to people. Like, I don't want to take shit for granted. Because, like, this is, we have to take care of each other. Like, this is a tribe mentality. Like, it's a squad, it's a gang. Like, we know each other's we know each other's moms. Like,
yeah.
Like, closely and having relationships. Like, yeah. Like, so, like, it definitely shook me up. So that's why I had to take the break, man. I was like, I'm gonna be honest. And this is my platform, so, yeah.
What a perfect place to be honest.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was probably the most vulnerable thing you said on this podcast ever, Alex.
Yeah.
Hopefully this episode gets over 100 listens, because, I mean, if people don't want realness, then, I mean, hey, you know, what more can I really do on the podcast?
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but I mean.
But we shared some moments, just like when you lost your grandma.
Yeah.
Like, every now and again, we'll probably be like,
hey. I mean, that's just, and I don't want to chalk it up as just being a part of the human experience, but, like, at the end of the day, we're people, and, like, things happen in our lives that are either going to be great and going to be our triumphs, or they're going to be tragedies, but it's just a matter of how you react to those tragedies, and unfortunately, some people react to tragedies in a very negative manner. But then there's some people who, when they do experience tragedy, it's almost like a rebirth for them. You know what I mean? And it gives you a certain fire or a certain push to be like, well, if I could lose, not even just the person, but if I can lose something that I like, that I cared about so much, right? And, like, and I can't have it ever again. Like, wow, I need to really, like, either be all my shit, or, like, you know what I mean? Or I need to go the other way and not be all my shit and curl into a ball and be like, well, I mean, I can't have that thing.
So it's over. What am I going to do? And it's like, it's...
I mean, I'll simplify it. No,
100%. But, it's like, at the same time, it's triple that, because it's like, it's my daughter.
Yeah.
Like infinity, that, like, that's my daughter,
which, I mean,
and it's like when you sit and you let things just fester and fester and fester and, like, build up negatively, build up toxically, build up, like, what do you think's gonna happen? Is it just gonna be okay? And, like, that's why I'm excited to drop the Stairs of Greatness this week. But like, you know, one thing I even thought about is like this podcast. Like we were talking about in pre-production, like we were, I sat down with the list and was like, all right, what's all the worst things that could happen? And what was your response?
Honestly, bro, I don't remember. But I feel like anything can happen. All the worst shit could happen, bro.
Exactly. Like, so like, if it can happen, what you can, you, I mean, you can never be ready for the absolute worst, but nobody was ready for this pandemic. And nobody's ready for like a depression to hit, but nobody's ready for like such and such to hit. But it's like, hey, once it does, what's your vibe? You going to attack it, or you gonna recognize it's there and still be attacked? It's like you gotta fight for it. So, man, that's me.
No, I feel it. Wait, were you doing that early, or
what do you mean?
Well, either way, I know that also. Yeah, I'll say that you're supposed to have a returning segment of this or that.
Oh, that's the end of the episode? Oh, man. I thought we were going to talk about the other topics. That's all Gucci. I feel like it's a good wrap-up point. All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
This is this or that. The question to Bryce, rapid fire. He doesn't know any of these this or that's, but he's going to answer them.
Completely clueless.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Read people's minds or shadow clone jutsu?
Read people's minds.
Really? Okay. Who wins in a fight? Aang or Korra? This is Kid Aang.
Aang.
Okay. Whose son would you rather be? Barry Sanders or Emmett Smith? And who has more pressure?
I'd rather be Barry Sanders' son. Because, I mean, it's just not as much. The reason why it's not as much pressure is because he ended his career early. But, I mean, I feel like that's a good gene pool to come from in terms of having, like, elastic ankles and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Barry Sanders can cut it all up all over the field. Emmitt Smith was good, but the thing about Emmitt Smith was, Emmitt Smith was, like, what you want, like, your standard, like, running back to be.
All around.
Like, he wasn't, like, the fastest nigga on the field. Yeah, he wasn't the strongest nigga. But, like, if you gave Emmitt Smith the chance, he was going to grind it out for you. You know what I mean?
100%. So, 100%. Totally Spies or Kim Possible?
Kim Possible, bro. Come on, man. Come on. Kim used to get... Yo, what? With Wade, bro? Ron used to get in the way, but... She used to fight Shigo with the glowing hands, bro. Like, and she was just in high school, bro. Come on, man.
Okay. I mean, yeah, okay. And what's the last two? Last two. You ready for it? Yeah. Have the old Kanye back or... The Cowboys win the Super Bowl.
Cowboys win the Super Bowl, bro. Come on, that's easy.
All right. Now it's a little harder. Erase Corona from ever happening or Cowboys win the Super Bowl.
Erase Corona from ever happening. No, because people lost their lives, bro.
Okay, yeah.
I should have selfishly picked the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl.
I wanted to see if you really get
spit on motherfuckers. But nah, I'm not. I'm not gonna wild out like that, bro. That would be me after the Cowboys in the Super Bowl. Fuck you, motherfuckers.
That's how I felt.
I'd be drunk. Nah, I'd throw up everywhere.
I was so because nobody could ever say y'all don't got a ring, yep. And I was so mad because we were always good.
You don't get a ring, though. Yeah. We mocked you guys into getting a ring. It's insane.
You got a ring and then he was lost their mind. Oh man. That was a good talk. Yes, our time is coming to an end, my friend.
It is indeed.
So I shall.
Yeah, hold us down with that the Stairs to Greatness for this week, Alistair.
Absolutely. This week's Stairs to Greatness is don't be a public success while being a private failure. There you go.
Yeah. Was that a shot at Offset?
Wow. I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel you. yeah, I don't really have anything profound to say, man. Just Move with urgency, man. At the end of the day, just move like, man, just move like that shit important to you, bro. Like, I don't really know how else to say it. Like, that's it. That's pretty much all I got. And you can follow me on social media at Young Tamarack on Twitter, YOUNGTAMARACK. On Instagram is Kofi Bryce _.
Oh, wait, and, I never gave my socials.
Yeah, I mean, you can come. Well, I'll let you come back around the years. I'm just going to finish it up. Shout out to Quest, to Autumn LaBella. I'm working on some music videos for them. Shout out to Jay Otto as well. Continuing to work on content for him and Move Your Body video being at 199K views right now. I'm gonna let Alistair finish social media, then I'll let you know what y'all gonna hear for this week.
Yeah, most definitely. Make sure you follow our podcast at AMB Podcast. I'm off Twitter as of right now, being 100% honest. And I'm on IG. So you can follow me at Dr. Do Work. You know what it is. I'd like to give a special shout out to everybody. You got to just spread love in these times. And always have your center. And 100%, everybody who's fucking with the podcast, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Anybody who's listening to the podcast, we really do appreciate it. The love is felt. We definitely appreciate it.
I'm hyped.
We definitely got to get some new merch out there. Also, shout out to Solus, man. I just copped the oil spill tee. It just came in cream. It's very fire. I can't wait to rock it.
Hey. In the comments, y'all gotta blast his like IG. We trying to get him on the podcast. He's ducking us. At this point, Austin, I gotta call you out, bro. I love you to death. You know, we go back to Miss McAllister's class. But like, come on, fam. I'm ready to pie with you, fam. Cause you're a dope individual who I just love your vision. In terms of what you've done with your brand, in terms of what you've done and where you come from. Like I remember me and like Austin, he's another one that was at with Chris Paul. Austin used to be out there like, yeah, we go back. So like, because he'd be out Kennedy. But, you know, yeah. Shouts to. Oh, like I always say, y'all the wheels. We're the car. We're not going nowhere without you. Thank you for all the love.
Okay. And to end this episode, you're going to hear some music from an artist. From around the way, you're gonna listen to who we're gonna play. Oh, all right. So we're gonna listen to some new music from The Striker from the project Croptober. I don't know what song I'm gonna play. It's either gonna be Get Back or Money Machine. But yeah, it's definitely some crank. Y'all definitely tune in and tap into that if you're trying to get your money up. Money seminar, take the classes. And with that being said, thank y'all for listening to the AMB podcast. We out.
Peace. We out.
Walk out of high tech, got Morgan Freeman lean. 100 baggers out, collard greens. You already on my money machine. 20K on my VVS grill, go bling. Run up the blues when the doorbell ring. Spank BOA and chase with the whole team. You already on my money machine. Count front ends and back ends up, I'm watching Hulu. Palace jersey, navy blue, this ain't no FUBU. Ran up the bags off the boxes, got buku. 7'6'2", Yao Ming's going straight through you. I'm lazy today, babe, let's do Uber Eats. Spent too much worth of rent on red bottom cleats. I could wear a new Bay every day for a month. I said Humboldt, now Humboldt, I'm loading the truck. Ice all on me, man, I feel like Antarctica. $100 line up from the barber. 5 as a Mac, one just cost me a charge. Hit that bitch from the back, now she call me her father. I'm in a vet, I'm sipping Walker, Texas. Bluetooth X6 reader with the method. Intercontinental LA, man, my bitch get naked. Boost up my credit, might use me a debit. I'm with High Rod, we smoking out in Dallas. In the mall, they thought we ball for the Mavericks. The money seminar, sign up for the classes. I'm in this go yard, black belt, it's high fashion. Vacuum sealer, food savers in a man. I ain't gon' hold you, I made 20K off the random. Old Cartier frames like I'm from Lansing. TV Johnny, VVS, Diamonds Dance. Walk out of high tech, got Morgan Freeman lean. 100 baggers out, collard greens. You already on my money machine. 20K on my VVS grill, go bling. Run up the blues when the doorbell ring. Spank BOA and chase with the whole team. You already on my money machine. I'm a money machine, I'm a money machine. Brrr. sent a 5-pound box to my Florida Gator. Almost lost the smoke as I with my neighbors. Load up an 18-wheeler truck, I made it. Cannabis cup, bitch, I'm smoking grade A. I feel like a Hall of Fame quarterback, I got to play. My bitch a doctor, got scripts for days. Brought the Mossberg in an AK, same day. Striker, Mr. Krabs, they want the formula. Caught a Grim Reaper, leave you for the coroner. 50-foot yacht and I'm counting up bands. I made a bitch sign up for OnlyFans. In the outbreak, I'ma break out with the scams. Timers and fans, 448 grams. Louis Vuitton with tiger stripes. VVS diamonds, they really bite. Walk out in high tech, got Morgan Freeman lean. 100 bag of Zai, collard greens. You already, I'm a money machine. 20K on my VVS grill, go bling. Run up the blues when the doorbell ring. Spank BOA and chase with the whole team. You already, I'm a money machine. I'm a money machine, I'm a money machine.